From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the ruling Democratic Party sweeps the June 3rd local elections, clinching 12 of 16 key constituencies. But the main opposition People Power Party wins in Seoul and retains three conservative strongholds in the southeast. An unprecedented shortage of ballots in Seoul leads to protests and strong backlash against South Korea's election watchdog. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspects a new nuclear material production facility and declares his resolve to strengthen the regime's nuclear force. The ruling Democratic Party has swept the June 3rd local elections with a commanding majority of the country's 16 metropolitan mayoral and gubernatorial races. The party clinched 12 of those key constituencies, while the main opposition People Power Party won the highly contested race for Seoul and retained three conservative strongholds in the southeast. Analysts say voters chose to counter the ruling party's dominance by giving the capital city and the conservative base to the opposition. Our Kim Bamsu fills us in on the election results.
The main opposition People Power Party's Oh Se-hoon has defeated the ruling Democratic Party's Jung Won-ho in the Seoul mayoral race by a tight margin of around 1 percentage point. Securing his fifth term for Seoul mayor in a dramatic come-from-behind victory Thursday morning, Mayor Oh thanked voters for preserving checks and balances for the nation.
Seoul citizens have once again firmly established the fundamental principle of democracy, checks and balances. You have preserved Seoul as the final bulwark of democracy to prevent the Republic of Korea from tilting completely to one side.
While it lost the capital city, the ruling Democratic Party garnered 12 of the 16 key mayoral and gubernatorial posts, including those in Busan, Incheon, and Gyeonggi Province. The People Power Party also held on to South and North Gyeongsang provinces, as well as the city of Daegu, widely regarded as the heart of conservative politics in the nation.
What this election ultimately shows is that democracy is working in Korea.
Professor Kim Hae-na at Seogang University in Seoul and other experts on South Korean politics say voters put the brakes on the already massive ruling Democratic Party.
The outcome may not have been exactly what the DP hoped for, but it reflects the political polarization that exists today and demonstrates how a competitive multi-party system can prevent any one political force from completely dominating the landscape.
The Democratic Party's campaign chief said that even if the outcome is disappointing, a victory is a victory. The People Power Party's chief said the main opposition protected what he called embers of hope. Kim Bomsu, KBS World Radio News.
An unprecedented shortage of ballots in Seoul during the local elections has resulted in backlash against South Korea's election watchdog. Hundreds of people have gathered in front of the National Election Commission's headquarters, as well as a polling station in Seoul's Songpa district, protesting the incident as an infringement of voters' rights. Rosine Park has more.
Election officials and administrators are trapped inside a polling station in Seoul Songpa district as protesters demand a new election and obstruct the removal of ballot boxes. The protest began Wednesday evening after it was reported that several polling stations in Seoul, primarily in Songpa district, had to temporarily halt voting due to a lack of ballots. Although voting times were extended at the affected polling stations, this did little to placate angry citizens or quell speculation about election fraud. Crowds gathered in front of the National Election Commission's office in Gwacheon, Gyeonggi Province, at one point reaching close to 1,000 people, demanding that the commission suspend vote counting and hold a re-election. Angry citizens also protested outside one of the voting sites in the Jamsil area of Songpa district. As a result, police were deployed to the scene to prepare for emergencies as demonstrations persisted overnight into Thursday. When National Election Commission officials attempted to enter the building in the morning to pick up the two ballot boxes inside for counting, protesters blocked the entrance. To avoid the risk of a physical altercation, the commission decided against forcing the immediate transport of the boxes, which together hold around 14,000 ballots, representing 2,000 voters. The Election Commission apologized but said a shortage of ballots does not constitute grounds for a re-election. The commission pledged to investigate the cause of the incident and take steps to prevent a recurrence once the vote count is completed. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has expressed deep regret over the shortage of ballots at some polling stations in parts of Seoul during Wednesday's local elections. Chairing a meeting of his senior secretaries at the top office on Thursday, Lee said an incomprehensible weakness had emerged in election management, which should be above all else thorough in a democratic republic. He said all government agencies are obligated to make all-out efforts not to allow a single mistake when the people exercise their sacred right to vote. Lee called on related agencies to identify what caused the ballot shortages and hold those responsible to account, as well as to devise appropriate steps so that no incident can happen ever again that undermines even the slightest bit the people's right to vote. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a new nuclear material production facility and declared his resolve to strengthen the regime's nuclear force. The North state-run Korean Central News Agency said Thursday that Kim conducted a field inspection the previous day at the newly opened plant, but did not disclose further details about the facility. The regime is currently believed to operate three uranium enrichment facilities across the cities of Yongbyon and Gusong in North Pyongan province and Nampo City's Gangseon area. Kim said the country's capacity to produce weapons-grade nuclear material has more than doubled during the past 5 years, and that a new five-year plan was finalized at the Ninth Party Congress to further expand that capacity and the number of nuclear weapons the regime has in its possession. Kim said the regime has an urgent responsibility to expand its nuclear deterrence capabilities. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says concerns over South Korea's treatment of American companies like Coupang and Meta has affected Washington's ability to conclude a trade agreement with Seoul. Rubio's comment came at a congressional hearing Wednesday after Republican Representative Daryl Issa said South Korea's democracy has taken a strong bend to the left, leaning more toward China, and that the government here has begun to oppress U.S. firms. The Secretary of State said American companies aren't just facing challenges, but are being targeted in South Korea, as they also face similar treatment across Europe. Rubio said such treatment by Seoul has become a feature in Washington's engagement with the country, even if the two sides have things they are strategically aligned on. He and Foreign Minister Cho Hyun had reportedly discussed South Korea's handling of the data breach at Coupang and U.S. concerns about it in February. But this is the first time the U.S. Secretary of State has openly spoken on the matter. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index slid 162.08 points, or 1.84%, on Thursday, to close at 8,639.41. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 23.7 points, or 2.31%, to close at 1,049.73. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.